Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, lo and behold, who is sitting beside me? But a lady who's very involved with lots of things involving kids, including Prom Pledge, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Ashley Watts, the executive director of All On Board. And if your kid ain't all on board, they need to get all on board, right? That's exactly right. So welcome, Ashley. Good to have you back here again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. We always want to get our guests to tell us a little bit about themselves, so go right ahead.
My name's Ashley Watts. I'm the executive director of All On Board Coalition. This is going into my sixth year.
Whoa!
Before that, I spent 22 years as a licensed addictions counselor with Keystone Substance Abuse Services in Rock Hill. Have two kids, a son, Connor, who's 25, and a daughter who is about to get married.
And we were just noticing the picture of how much taller yes. the groom is than the bride.
Right,
yeah. 6'7" versus 5'1". Woo!
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be an interesting wedding.
It is.
She's going to stand on a platform?
I think so. There's no heel high enough, so we've already decided. Just wear flats. It doesn't matter.
So, All On Board, for those who are not familiar with it, what is it? And a little history of it as well.
So we're a coalition. We're about a little over 20 years old, started by Bob Norwood, who was a member of the Rock Hill School Board. And it was started to kind of decide, what are we doing in York County to help our youth to prevent driving crashes, underage drinking? And so they got together to form this coalition, and we're going strong over 20 years later. Our mission is to prevent youth substance use. We have about 170 volunteers in the community. I'm the only paid person who works there, and I love my job.
170 volunteers.
Yep.
Good Lord, that's tremendous.
Yep.
And in the course of a year, mm-hmm. you're all about events that
Absolutely.
Drive kids to getting a positive mm-hmm. message about
right.
what to do, what not to do.
Absolutely. We do a lot of education in the school district. So we work with all four school districts, law enforcement, coroner's office. And then we have a lot of partner agencies like NAMI, CASH, Pathways, all these other agencies that we work with. And we try to decide. So our interventions are aimed at youth, but a lot of our education is with educators. So, like, for example, we went into Clover one staff day and trained all their faculty on symptoms and signs to look for in students. So we're doing a lot of prevention education at events, back-to-school bashes, talking to parents at school improvement councils. So we do a lot of education in the community. Prom Pledge is probably our biggest interaction with students, other than our events, like our talent show and butterfly release. We spend a lot of time at Prom Pledge with you guys that we love partnering with y'all. So I think we educated about 3,200 students last year through Prom Pledge and talking about making choices that protect their future. And we're really proud of the fact that in the time that I've been with All On Board, there have not been any crashes or fatalities for youth during prom season all the way up to graduation. So we're really proud of that.
And I think that's been the case ever since we started Prom Pledge, which mm-hmm. has been decades ago.
Awesome. So, yeah, you've been around a little longer than I have for that.
Yeah, right. So do you basically sit down with every school district and say, here's what I think we should do during the course of the year. Can we do it?
A little bit, but not really. So our coalition meets monthly. We usually have anywhere from 30 to 50 or 60 people there. Each school district has a representative. Most are on my board. And we work together. So we do a school student perception survey every 2 years to identify the top three substances students in York County are using, so 7th, 9th, and 11th graders. And then we design our interventions on evidence-based programs to decide what we're going to implement. So we don't just take a dart and shoot it at the, at the target. We actually have a strategic plan on how we're going to reach it based on things that we know are effective in our community.
So what are the students, as far as what you're learning by this perception study,
mm-hmm.
how has that changed over just your 6 years with them?
it pretty much falls into the same top three categories since probably you and I were in school. Alcohol first, leaded by nicotine, which for us it was tobacco, for them it's vaping. And then lastly, marijuana is probably the third most popular used substance for
really?
Youth. Yeah. And what, this is student perception. So they're reporting their 30-day use. So when we look at that, it's been pretty consistent. It has gone down in the last couple of years. Again, you're having student report, but it is anonymous. And so we have seen a reduction in that. But alcohol always is the top substance that they use. And it's available. It's availability mostly. So a lot of prom is about driving crashes, making choices that protect the things that you value in your future.
And I tell you, if you've ever been to a prom pledge assembly, and listen to some of these stories from parents who have had this happen to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you watch the students, and they are just locked on what the presentation is. Mm-hmm. And they're getting the message. There are no doubt about it. I don't think they're in a world where they say, well, it'll never happen to me. I don't think so.
Absolutely. And I think students often stay behind and talk to us after events, and the things that they share about what they've experienced in their own families and how much they appreciate us for educating the students, it makes it worth the, 24 prom pledge assemblies that we do. I mean, I'm in York County only, but you guys do a million, and y'all really plan it extremely well. The whole flow of the program, I think, really reaches students. And so you have a lot come up afterwards and talk to us.
Well, I got to hand a lot of credit to Tyler Cupp.
Yes.
And the rest of his team that are doing this, because a lot of schools, a lot of assemblies this year, the most ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is one of your major initiatives.
Right.
What are some of the other things that you do?
Well, I think what we're most proud of in the last couple years since the overdose epidemic is our York County Heroin Opioid Prevention and Education Subcommittee. So we meet quarterly with law enforcement, local agencies, and parents. We have a lot of parents on our coalition who have a unique ability to share their experiences, a lot who have lost a child due to overdose, join our coalition, and they volunteer, they help us with initiatives, they speak at events. And so one of the things I'm not sure if you're aware of, but York County Coroner's Office, their Chief Deputy Coroner Chris Westover is on my board, and they were reporting to us today at our coalition meeting that in 2023 there were 118 overdose deaths in York County, and in 2024 there were 83 overdose deaths in York County. So while we want that number to be zero, that is the first time since I've been at All On Board, there's been an actual reduction in overdose deaths, and a pretty good percentage, almost 30, I think it's about 30% reduction in overdose deaths. And so when we talk to first responders, we work with nurses, pharmacists, and community members, what they tell us is not only are they responding quicker, they know about Narcan, people are more aware of what fentanyl is and overdose, the thing that they're finding is when they get to the scene, people are having Narcan. They've already administered Narcan, which is saving lives. So they're still administering, life-saving techniques, and they're still taking them in, getting them help. But what we're so proud of is that y'all, I'm talking to the school board in Clover on Monday night, and I just looked at our numbers. And so we've done, personally, All On Board, through our coalition collaboration, I've done 24 Good Samaritan law trainings. That Good Samaritan law is the law that protects you. Just like if you were to give CPR to someone, a Good Samaritan law protects you. If you administer aid or Narcan to someone that you think is experiencing an overdose, if you call the police, you won't have charges pressed against you. It's to encourage people to act, to be a Good Samaritan, to see something wrong and do something about it, because the epidemic is so large that if we think someone else is going to do it, we're not going to eradicate it in York County. We have room to go, but man, we've made a lot of changes. Just On Board, through our partnership with Keystone, has given out 772 naloxone or Narcan kits in the last 18 months. So if that gives you an idea of how much our school partners, our community partners are asking us, and we're talking to parent groups, neighborhoods, school district admin. I'm about to talk to principals and administrators in York. So we have just a lot of programs where we're able to educate about stigma, what substance use is, and then explain what is fentanyl, what are opioids, and why you need naloxone to reverse an overdose.
Well, I was going to talk to you about the fentanyl, because that seems to be the drug of choice for so many people.
Yes.
And not having the Narcan with you is almost a sin in today's world, right?
Yeah.
Because it's readily available. So if I wanted to get a Narcan kit, Where do I get it?
You can walk into any Keystone. You can email me at awatts@allonboard.org, and I will make sure you get one. If you'd like to have a training at your agency, awatts@allonboard.org, I would love to do one for free. They last about an hour, and we can educate them, show them exactly what to do when they have and when they suspect an overdose, how to know the symptoms of an overdose. And then what a lot of people don't know is that naloxone is completely harmless. So if the person has not used an opioid, like if you're not sure but they're unresponsive, use it because it cannot hurt them. They wouldn't let us give it out at these trainings if it was. It's about $50 a box at a pharmacy, so we can give it to you free with this training. Or you can walk into any Keystone location, no questions asked. They'll give you a free Narcan.
So do you get that through a grant program of some kind?
Keystone does, yep. They do that through a program through the state. And our school districts also receive Narcan through a program for the state as well.
So you've been able to give out, what's that number again?
We gave out 772 Narcan in the last 18 months through our partnership with Keystone. Yep.
Well, you'd like that to be 7,700, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. I love doing these trainings. I have a passion for people who are struggling with substance use, and I want them to get help. I want everyone to have another day. The Surgeon General actually says that in our lifetime, we're more likely now to administer Narcan than we are CPR.
Really? Whoa. That's pretty interesting.
That's sobering, right?
Yeah. My gosh. Oh. So when you're talking with these young people, I remember a conversation I had with my, I can't believe it, 12-year-old granddaughter trying to say, you know, as you get out and about in the world, do not accept a drink from anybody that you haven't seen poured yourself or you do it yourself. I mean, just do not do it because the world is crazy out there and you don't know what's in that drink.
Absolutely. We tell students, don't take, even if it's a friend, you only take drinks that you are you see opened. Don't leave your drink with someone else. Also, we are educating parents that to talk to their students before school starts about not sharing gummies or candy. It's just not the same world as we used to live in. So we just tell them not to take a pill, even an Advil from someone else. You just don't know. And, you know, there's a slogan in South Carolina, one pill can kill. And it sounds kind of scary, but it's awareness. We just are trying to make our students aware not to share medications, not to share candy. It's just a risk we don't want them to take anymore.
Do you think that message is resonating?
I really do. I do a lot of back to school events where I talk to parents, and they, a lot of times I'll say, just fix their favorite dinner. Don't make it, you know, just say, hey, while you're at school, some things I want to talk to you about is let's make sure we're not sharing with other students our lunches or our food, our medicine, those things, which they shouldn't have medicine anyway. But it's just a good idea to say not to share candy, gummies, because a lot of these new THC derived, like chips, candies, you know, there's psilocybin, which is mushrooms that are in chocolate bars. We're just telling them, don't share those, don't save those. And a lot of parents tell me that they've already had that conversation with their student because they have heard things. We don't want to scare them. We just want to have a nice conversation. And then if you've opened the subject, I guarantee you, if something like that happens at your school and you tell them, tell your teacher if it happens, say no, you know, that kind of thing. I guarantee you when it happens, they're going to talk to you about it. Instead of asking a friend about it, you've opened the door and they don't feel like they're going to get in trouble. So they're probably going to come back to you and have a conversation about it with you. So you as a parent can kind of keep that line of communication open at an early age.
You know, I always remember my dearly departed mother telling me that when my kids were growing up, she said, quote, don't ever stop talking to your kids, no matter whether they're listening or not. You keep talking to them because sooner or later something's going to sink in. You got to let them know that you care, and the only way you're going to do that is just to make yourself talk to them, make them talk to you.
Absolutely. South Carolina has a campaign, Talk, They Hear You, and it's all conversations. You can go to their website. It's all conversation starters to have with your kids, and it actually walks you through exactly what to say if they say things like, well, did you ever use that? Or you know, anything that they ask, if they ask about a drug. Also, Keystone has great prevention specialists who are pretty aware of the newest in vapes, THC pens, all those things. You can call them at any time, and they'll have a conversation with you to help educate you. What we find when doing life skills with students in elementary school is if they're afraid to ask, they'll get information from their peers, and that is not accurate information. So make it a place where they're not afraid to ask. Open that door, and so you can give them the correct information.
And tell them, don't rely upon the information from the internet.
Absolutely.
Because that's not going to be any good either.
And a lot of substances are purchased through the internet. So we do a lot of cyber education with parents about social media and apps and hidden things in apps that can really lead a child down the wrong path. So we really do a lot with them and law enforcement talking about what to be careful of on your students' phones.
So in these schools, which is where you're primarily working at the middle school and high school level, is that where you, your presence
yes.
is?
Mm-hmm.
You're not in elementary?
No.
Too young?
Right. Okay. We try to stay our middle education. So we are prevention in education. The things that we do around opioids are considered harm reduction, but that's more for parents and our older kids. So we don't do a lot of education with younger students about that. That's really more things we do with educators and people in the community. So we really target that. But definitely middle school, high school, we do a lot about vaping, alcohol, those kind of things are the things we talk about with them. Making healthy choices, refusal skills, building leadership, increasing resilience, those are the things we talk about with them.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned David Keeley, I've had him on here a number of times, and we talk about vaping. And the thing that he has said to me that really sticks in my head is that for those who want to put a vape pipe in their mouth and smoke, do the vaping, it's the equivalent of having a whole pack of cigarettes in your mouth at one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how toxic it is. Yeah. And yet, it's just like, won't happen to me. What's going on?
And a lot of the vape manufacturers have learned to play on other addictions. So there's games that are now on vapes.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a leaderboard thing where you can compete with your friends to who vape the most at the end of the day. There's a Tamagotchi vape where it's like a little animal you keep alive by vaping. You get coins. I mean, they're really playing on a lot of things that we feel like it's very unfair. I mean, they're clearly trying to lead these students to not only vape, but vape in excessive amounts. And you get a vape that has 20,000 puffs on it, you're talking about a kid who has the availability to smoke constantly during the day. And that's really concerning to us because nicotine addiction is so strong. So we do a lot of education, not with students about those things, but with parents. We want them to look for, because they're very good at disguising them. Some look like highlighters, some look like USB. I mean, they're very good at hiding them. If you go on these sites, all you have to do is click I'm over 18. You can buy whatever you want. So check your packages, parents.
Jeez. So is there any move afoot on the national level to try to, I don't know, at least label these things in such a way? I mean, I don't know.
They are labeled. I think it's more just, you know, it's hard to regulate sales for our underage students. We're doing our best, but a lot of times it's one thing I do want to say that's extremely positive is this new rule about not having cell phones in schools.
Oh, yeah.
Our schools report, so we have drug task force in two school districts, and what they tell us is that they believe that the vaping has significantly decreased during school hours because they're not able to text or meet up like they used to in the restroom or at lunch, so they don't have their phones, so they're not able to communicate during the day. So students are interacting more, and we're thinking meeting up to vape in bathrooms and other things less. So we're finding less seizures, less vapes confiscated, so that's good news for us.
Seizures in vaping?
Seizing. That's having to take up the vape.
I thought.
No, like less administrators having to take vapes because they're not seeing them because students are keeping them in their locker and not using them during the day.
Okay, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So here at Substation 2, our shtick is fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week, and we want to tell those people out there why they should be inside. So at the count of three, we're going to draw upon the audience here to help us out. What is the magic sauce here at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to Comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, "Hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill."
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at MySubstationII.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Ashley Watts, the Executive Director of All On Board, is with us today. And if you have missed the first half of the program and you got kids, you need to go back and listen to the first half because they're doing some wonderful things to try to keep your kids out of trouble, from getting in trouble. Whether it be drugs, alcohol, vaping, the list goes on and on. There's all kinds of opportunities out there. So we talked about Prom Pledge, which is coming up. And there's going to be a couple, I think it's probably close to 24 assemblies all across the Tri-County area. You're involved with a lot of those. Now, what else do you do besides that Prom Pledge to get these kids teed up for prom night?
Well, we work with our alcohol enforcement team, and so there's a subcommittee we have called Out of Their Hands where we do blitzes in the community. So we educate retailers about not selling to minors. So we do a lot of Palmetto Retailer Education Program through Keystone where we go in and offer restaurants free training for their staff because what we know is we want to protect their liability. We do prom patrols on prom weekends, key times, so that the students know we educate them at Prom Pledge. Hey, there's going to be a lot of officers out during your prom. That's a prevention technique as well as keeps them safe. So those officers are trained to listen for noise complaints, go to places that teens are likely to be, and just that presence will reduce the amount of drinking with that too. So we do a lot of social media. We actually had in the last 18 months over 41,000 insights on our social media that is actually created by peers for peers. So we have interns from 3 districts. We also work with a social media class and with Winthrop and create social media prevention posts that actually encourage students to make low-risk choices over prom and kind of normalizes that. You said early or something about your parents' opinion matters. We actually know about 68% of students tell us that what their parents think about, if their parents give them strong values about not drinking underage, that actually does reduce their amount of use. So the more you talk to them, it actually does work.
Good.
It actually, they do consider your opinion. So letting them know that, being an example, we've collected almost, 8,914,000 pills in York County through our drop boxes.
Say that number again.
8,914,000 pills through our drop boxes. We have 7, one at each police department. So those are disposed of they're incinerated, so it's healthy for the community. We really encourage parents to clean out your medicine cabinet. Make sure if you have an old prescription, just dispose of it. We have free disposal bags. You can take them there. No questions asked. Dump them in there. They're incinerated. Don't throw them in the water system and don't put them in the trash. Just, we have doTERRA bags you can use that safely dispose them. You can contact me at AWATS at All On Board to get those. Or you can also go to Keystone and get those as well. We just want to encourage parents, don't have a lot of medications sitting around. We know that a lot of times students who develop problems with medications or addiction say that the first time they got that pill was from a family member or a friend's cabinet. So don't keep those out. Keep them locked up. Keep them away from where their students can. Sometimes it's just experimentation, peer pressure, but we just want to make sure everybody's smart about medication safety.
You know, the world has changed. I can't imagine opening up a prescription bottle, not knowing what's in there, just popping it to see what it was. Mm-hmm. Nuts. That's crazy. But good idea. Drop boxes, get rid of the...
Yes, get rid of it. Don't have it. Even pet medications. A lot of people don't think about that, but pet medications sometimes for pain or other, or for even anxiety or something that could get in the wrong hands. So get rid of those as well.
Okay. So do you do anything with the restaurants itself?
Yes, we do restaurant operations. So I think we work with Keystone. They have the 16th Circuit Alcohol Enforcement Team. They just did restaurant ops in York County. I believe that they went to 104 restaurants and they only had 4 sales. So that's when someone goes in and tries to purchase alcohol who's underage. We know that in a community where there's a healthy alcohol enforcement team, we have less underage drinking, because restaurants and retailers, convenience stores, know that they're going to be checked. And so they're more careful about not selling to minors, not overselling.
Right.
So those are things that are really important. Our community has one of the healthiest and strongest alcohol enforcement teams in the whole state.
Yeah. And you know, you've got, in my opinion, mm-hmm. you have a number of very responsible wholesalers in this community. I know, I'll never forget reading the literature out of B&B Distributors one day, a pamphlet. There was a section there with August Bush III, and he said, if you're under whatever the age was, 21 years of age, and buying our product, we don't want your business. Made it very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're very actively involved in a lot of these initiatives, as are others. I mean, it takes a community to make this thing work.
Absolutely. And knowing that we have an active alcohol enforcement team just makes restaurants more aware. A lot of times we don't think they're intentionally doing that. They just get a server that hasn't been trained well. So that's why we offer through Keystone the Palmetto Prevention Education Program that's free. We'll go to your restaurant anytime and give them this free training so they can look at fake IDs. They can look at how to know not to oversell. Those are things that really do make an impact in our community.
Well, I tell you what, you're well aware of all the liquor liability legislation going on now.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, there are a lot of incentives in restaurants not to let anybody drink too much, period.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, you do an annual, butterfly release?
Yes, we do. So this will be our fifth year doing that. And we actually partner with the coroner's office and some of our community agencies. We do this as an opportunity to bring people together in the community to have just kind of a moment to honor the lives that were lost in the last year for any reason. So we have had a really good response from this. We release 1,500 butterflies, and then not only do we do a mass release, but we have origami butterflies that actually have a live butterfly in it that says in memory of, and each person gets an origami butterfly. They open it and the live butterfly flies away. They get a chance with their family to just have a moment of silence. The coroner's office comes and speaks about the number of deaths in York County. And then we do highlight overdose numbers just to kind of bring awareness. But we have students from all 4 districts create butterfly artwork. Butterflies are a symbol of hope and rebirth. And so if they've lost someone in their life, this is a chance for them. We'll pay for all the supplies. We exhibit it at the event. The artwork they do is phenomenal. And then they get a chance to kind of have some have a chance to kind of explore that grief and do some artwork that other people get to see. We have a moment of silence, and then we usually have a song. And I tell you what, people stay for a really long time and share with us how meaningful it was. One thing about loss and grief is it's very isolating. So we love to have everybody come together and experience this together. Everybody's pain is different, but the experience of losing someone we can all kind of connect in. So that's been an event that really has brought a lot of people together. It also gives us an opportunity to tell people that we're here for them, that for youth, a chance for them to express themselves.
All right, so if people want to have more information, where do we go?
Allonboard.org.
Allonboard.org. If you'd like to volunteer and be one of the 170 that are there, you can do it. You're doing great work. Thank you, Ashley. Appreciate you being on the program today. And thank you for your involvement with Prom Pledge, which is kicking off, I think, tomorrow?
Yep. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, we at NAFO.
First Assembly. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, so what we do here at Substation 2, we're watching a human being over here do it. He is eating a freshly prepared sub and enjoying every mouthful. And he just happens to be from Comporium, so he is going to help us out with a chant. Why do people keep coming in here day after day after day after day? At the count of three, let's tell them. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.